And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some toddling, we'll look for some answers, take out some insurance, celebrate some birthdays, and play some records for Memorial Day. If you try to look up the word toddle, you'll only come across the intransitive verb meaning to walk with short, unsteady steps in the manner of a young child, or to take a stroll in a slow and relaxed manner. But you and I know that toddle is also a noun and refers to the 1910 dance, the toddle, which became popular in 1917 with the Collegian and Flapper set. It was essentially a foxtrot, but had a rise to the ball of the foot on each step, making it springier and bouncier. It may have come from the earlier Toddalo dance and its Chicago version, which gave rise to Chicago being referred to as that toddlin' town. Well, for this first segment of the show, we're going to do some toddlin', beginning with the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you.
That was the Mississippi string band, the Freeney Harmonizers, and Podunk Toddle. The Freeney Harmonizers were a show band formed around 1931 with brass, reeds, piano, and drums. But for this October 20th, 1935 session recorded in Jackson, Mississippi, it was just fiddler Ira Ellis, S. Carlton Freeney on tenor banjo, and guitarist Neil Babb. Carlton Freeney also played banjo with Freeney's Barn Dance Band, which was formed by his cousin Leslie Freeney, and included another cousin, Hendrix Freeney, who played harmony fiddle and guitar. The Freeneys hailed from the community of Freeney outside Carthage in central Mississippi. I don't know who wrote Podunk Toddle, probably one of the Freeneys, but it's still being played and recorded to this day. Podunk Toddle was preceded by Toddle Along, written by Werner Jansen and Gene Buck, and performed there on April 1, 1925, by Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. The Hotel Pennsylvania opened in 1919, and unlike many of the hotels we mention on this show, which were home to vintage dance bands, Hotel Pennsylvania is still with us and is in fine shape, located on 7th Avenue between 32nd and 33rd Streets, across from Madison Square Garden. Before that, it was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and Toddle from April 11, 1921. Toddle was written by Paul Bees and Frank Westfall, and this Victor record competed directly with Paul Bees' own Columbia recording of Toddle. It's actually a medley, and the second tune is Maori, a pitch song included to test out a new melody and get public reaction. We began that toddlin' set with the rhythmic eight, and we toddled up the hill, written by Horatio Nichols. The vocalist on that August 15, 1929 recording was Maurice Elwin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment, for no particular reason, we're going to look for some answers, beginning with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Van Emberg with Joe Green's Novelty Orchestra and Answer My Heart from November 2, 1933. Answer My Heart was written by Alex Hill. I mentioned pitch songs in the last segment, and there was another example. The All-Star Trio and their orchestra with the medley Answer, introducing All She'd Say Was a Mm-hmm from February 23, 1921. The vocal duo was Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw. Answer was written by Norman J. Voss, and All She'd Say Was Mm-hmm by Gus Van, Joe Skank, King Zaney, and Mac Emery. We started off that answer set with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, in this case a pseudonym for Adrian Schubert, and You'll Find Your Answer in My Eyes. The vocalist on that March 4, 1930 recording is Irving Kaufman. You'll Find Your Answer in My Eyes was written by L. Wolf Gilbert and Abel Baer, and is in the soundtrack of the 1929 film Romance of the Rio Grande.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week on May 22nd, all the way back in 1761, the first life insurance policy in the United States was issued. It wasn't sold by Prudential, which wouldn't be founded for more than 100 years later, but by the Corporation for the Relief of Poor and Distressed Presbyterian Ministers and of the Poor and Distressed Widows and Children of Presbyterian Ministers. That's got to be the longest corporate name in history, I think. I worked for Prudential, and it was the worst 2 years of my life. But here's Cliff Edwards with a song about another insurance man.
Liza was a widow. She lived in Tennessee. She was a red-hot prospect for an insurance company. So they sent out an agent with several of their plans. And Liza saw him coming, she just laughed and clapped her hands and said, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing for me. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, do the best you can, I crave some indemnity. If you're the man I think you is, I won't have any fear. You'll give me plenty of dividends. And it won't take 20 years. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, I know it looks safe and sound. And I'll have the premium ready every time you come around. The other man what used to come, you see, all he had was attraction. But I was a woman to just crave the little action. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, let me take out that thing. Let me look at your policy. Mr. Insurance Man, please take out that thing. Insurance Man, please take out that thing from me. Come on, let's get down to business. I'm ready, can't you see? I know I've been without it for so long. You think I'm dumb, perhaps, but I'm the kind of a gal can keep it up and never let it lapse. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing from me. Let me see the numbers on that policy, just how much I'm gonna get. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing for me.
I used to be as happy as a squirrel in the tree. till a man who sold insurance made a nervous wreck of me. He followed me persistently, and if I'm put away, that bird who sold insurance made me what I am today. For there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He will follow you and fret you, but remember he will get you, for he gets us all in the end. In spite of every way I tried to leave him in the lurch, he chased me into subways and he followed me to church. I even spent a night in jail in my desire to hide. But in the morning, George Insurance waiting just outside. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He'll be sweeter than molasses, but when he puts on his glasses, well, he gets us all in the end. One day at Coney Island, when I went in for a swim, a man swam up beside me who was no one else but him. Said he to me, I'm glad to see you love the ocean wave, but our 20-year endowment is the only way to save. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He is always bright and snappy, and no wonder that he's happy, for he gets us all in the end. One day I saw him coming, so I quickly climbed a tree. But George Insurance saw me too, and he climbed up after me. Said he to me, up in the tree, I'm fond of nature too, but our 20-year endowment is the policy for you. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. And the harder that you make it, believe me, he can take it, for he gets us all in the end.
Playing these games
The first two songs in that set were clearly about insurance salesmen. We started off with a double entendre party record by Cliff Edwards from November of 1936, Mr. Insurance Man, which was followed by Frank Crummett with There's No One With Endurance Like the Man Who Sells Insurance, recorded June 20th, 1935. The last two songs in the set, even though they have policy in the title, have nothing whatsoever to do with insurance. Policy, in this case, was an illegal gambling game similar to the lottery, played in urban black communities from the late 1800s into the 1970s. Most common was to guess three numbers from 1 to 78. Bets could be made for as little as a penny or nickel, and payoffs could range from 50 cents for a single number guessed correctly to $200 for five numbers guessed correctly. Bets were taken by writers or runners to policy offices scattered throughout the community. It was estimated that in 1938, $18 million a year was being bet on Chicago's policy racket. It led to corruption in city government, violent criminal activity, but also created jobs and provided support for civic activities and the arts. Policy came to an end with the creation of the Illinois State Lottery in 1974. We heard blues singer Elzadie Robinson, accompanied by Johnny Dodds on clarinet, possibly Jimmy Blythe on piano and Blind Blake on guitar, with Elzadie's Policy Blues, recorded in Chicago in May of 1928. And we finished up with Fred Van Epps and Policy King March, recorded in New York on July 8, 1919. Policy King March was written by Charles B. Brown. Vess L. Osman had recorded Policy King March for both Columbia and Victor back in 1907. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
There were a number of artists' birthdays this past week, but we're going to touch on just three of them. Here's Libby Holman.
Man.
Everybody latch on. I can't believe I've never played that on the show before. Fats Waller and his rhythm and Fats' own composition, Latch On, from June 8th, 1936. Fats Waller, born May 21, 1904. Trumpeter and bandleader Henry Bussey was born May 19, 1894, in Germany into a musical family. In 1912, at age 18, he left Germany on his own and wound up in New York. By 1916, he had made his way to Hollywood, where he worked as an extra in Keystone Cops films and played trumpet in a theater pit orchestra. In 1917, he played trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band and then formed his own band, Bussey's Buzzards, which was a hot band within a band of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. In 1928, Bussey left Whiteman and formed the Henry Bussey Orchestra, which we heard on their June 29, 1928 recording of How About It. Jesse Greer wrote the tune, and there are lyrics which were written by Raymond Clagas. We started off this birthday set with Libby Holman, backed by Bob Herring's Colonial Club Orchestra in December of 1929, and Cole Porter's Find Me a Primitive Man.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and I have a couple of records by the Shannon Quartet which I would like to play, the first with an upbeat, patriotic-sounding tune. Here are the Troubadours. Thank you. Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, credited on the label of that December 15, 1927 recording as The Troubadours, and Tin Pan Parade, composed by Richard M. Whiting. The Haven Gillespie lyrics were sung by the Shannon Quartet, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, James Melton, and Wilfred Glenn, who were credited on the label only as vocal chorus. The last record on tonight's show is not a toe-tapping tune. It's a song described as most magnetic and beautiful, simple, and touching, and it relates to a pathetic incident of wartime from the Spanish-American War. The song is Just as the Sun Went Down, written in 1898 by Lynn Udall, and it's also known as Two Dying Soldiers. The recording is by the Shannon Quartet, with Franklin Bauer instead of James Melton, as in the last record, and it was made by Columbia on August 2, 1926. I play it as a reminder that Memorial Day is not a celebratory or happy holiday. Please don't wish people a happy Memorial Day. It's a day of mourning and honoring those who have lost their lives in service to our country. While you can certainly enjoy the day, gathering with friends and family as I will be, a big barbecue or however you'll spend the day, at 3 p.m. local time, take a few moments of silence to remember and for thanks and gratitude. While I won't wish you a happy Memorial Day, I do wish you a pleasant and meaningful Memorial Day. Here's the Shannon Quartet.
After the din of the battle's roar, just at the close of day, wounded and bleeding upon the field, two dying soldiers lay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, one held a lock of brown, bidding each other a last farewell, just as the sun went down. One thought of mother at home alone, feeble and old and gray. One of the sweethearts he left in town, happy and young and gay. One kissed a ringlet of thin gray, one kiss the lock of brown, bidding farewell to the stars and stripes, just as the sun went down. One thought of mother at home alone, feeble and old and gray. One of the sweethearts he left in town, happy and young and gay. One kissed a ringlet of thin gray hair, one kissed a lock of brown, bidding farewell and stripes, just as the sun went down.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.